You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Ingham County Clerk Mike Bryanton. Good evening, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Very good. I know I caught you en route to one of your many, many meetings, and you're such a safe driver, you pulled over to chat with me. I appreciate that so much. Go ahead.
Rather pull over and do it safely.
We all appreciate that. That's some good thinking on your part. Wanted to talk to you about Ingham County gearing up for redistricting. The process of redistricting is a very important process, and you are the chair of the Ingham County Apportionment Commission. Why don't you let our listeners know, and me, what this commission is all about?
Okay, well, I think most of you listeners are probably a lot more familiar with that every 10 years, based upon U.S. Census data, that the United States Congress is redistricted, as is the Michigan State Senate and the Michigan State House of Representatives. Less known is that the county boards of commissioners are reapportioned at that time as well. And again, this is based upon census data, and the reason for that is that the districts, state representative or county commissioner districts, all have to be roughly equal in population. In Michigan, for the county commissioner districts, we have leeway of 11.9%, and that's a standard that was set by a Michigan Supreme Court decision. It's impossible to get them, identical, but the Michigan Supreme Court has ruled that 11.9% leeway is permissible.
And again, this is done by population, not by area, land area. It's done by population in the areas.
That is correct. It's based upon equal population for each district, not geographic area.
And I just wanted to clear that up for some folks who may be confused. Now, as you said, it happens after the census, because every 10 years when the census is taken, it takes into account a shifting population. The census numbers, are they in for you yet? And are we seeing a large shift in population, or are things staying relatively the same in Michigan?
Well, let me answer your first question.
Okay.
No, we do not have that data yet. We are not in constant contact, but daily or every other day, we check the U.S. Census website, and they announce the states that they're going to release the following week. Last week, I believe they released four or five states. They have until the end of March to release all of them. So we'll have somewhat of a heads up that it's coming. They release it to the governor. The governor releases it to the Secretary of State. And then the Secretary of State releases the data to the counties. We have 60 days from the date that it is released to us by the Secretary of State's office. We have 60 days to adopt a plan.
This sounds like a complicated process, looking at population numbers and locations and then redrawing lines from there and figuring out how many commissioners will be representing the people.
Well, the question is, how many commissioners? We've gone from 21 to 20 to 13 to currently 16. Now, there's a lot of things that determine the number. To me, the number of citizens that you represent is important. I don't like I don't like small numbers of commissioners. When we had 13, when we went down to 13, that did not work very well in my estimation, and in the estimation of the apportionment commission back in 2001 as well, because we raised it up to 16. As I recall, we argued back and forth between 15 and 16, and finally a majority of us settled on the 16-seat Board of Commissioners.
And why did you not feel, I'm curious, why and some of the others, that 13 didn't work as well, just needed more variety of input from different demographic groups?
Exactly. And then also, on a practical side, the rural commissioners, Randy Schaefer, Commissioner Schaefer, who lives out in the Williamston area, had a huge, huge geographic district. And a lot of us thought that, you know, that's not practical for one person to represent that large of district. You kind of lose touch with your constituents.
Now, the way you're doing it with this commission, which is it a, let's see, 5-member commission, is this going to be a cost savings versus ways it's been done in the past?
Yes. Well, first of all, if you have time, I'll quickly go over the membership of the Apportionment Commission. It's comprised of the county clerk, the county prosecutor, the county treasurer, and then the chairperson of each political party. So you see, it's kind of a diverse group. And quite candidly, in Ingham County, that's 4 Democrats and 1 Republican. Now, I wish I could say that it's not a political process, but, you know, it is based upon everybody who's there represents, you know, a political party. So the statute and the Constitution, in my mind, have made it a political process. However, you know, that's not really what we're charged with looking at. In fact, that's one of the standards, that it can't just be a political process.
And I assume your goal is to keep this as fair and transparent as possible in the process and come up with the fairest redrawn.
That's exactly right. In fact, Derek Malo of the Lansing State Journal, he had contacted me a month or so ago, and we've been in constant contact, and he was invited to the organizational meeting last week, and he is going to be there, you know, as often as he wants to, and we've also been in touch with a couple of statewide watchdog groups to come in, and they can come in and observe what's going on. In fact, it's an open meeting, and we provide notices to the public of when we're having it, and everybody's invited to come in and take a look and see how this is done.
Well, Mike, I appreciate it. Sounds like the end of May, by statute, that we'll have some redistricting done, and we'll keep track of it in the process, and I'll look forward to talking with you again as we move along in the process.
Okay, feel free.
Very good. Thank you so much for your time, and travel safe.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Ingham County Clerk Mike Bryanton. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.